From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo leaves for North Korea Thursday amid reports citing intelligence officials saying Pyongyang is either expanding its weapons capability or intent on keeping some of its nuclear capability. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders remained upbeat on progress toward the North's denuclearization following last month's U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore.
We aren't going to confirm or deny any intelligence reports. What I can tell you is that we're continuing to make progress. Ambassador Kim had a meeting just yesterday with members of the North Korean delegation, and Secretary Pompeo, as I just mentioned, will be headed to North Korea later this week, and we're going to continue those conversations.
A U.S. spokesperson reaffirmed Monday the goal remains the final, fully verified denuclearization of the North as agreed to in Singapore. Korea Society Senior Director Stephen Norper said the Pompeo trip is in part motivated by growing concerns over Pyongyang's intentions.
There are very real concerns among many in the U.S. administration and internationally that necessitate a next step by Secretary Pompeo to make sure that things really are in line. So U.S. Senior Diplomat Sung Kim, the ambassador to the Philippines, has been meeting today to help prepare for that with the North Koreans at Panmunjom.
Sunday, White House National Security Advisor John Bolton said most of the North's weapons of mass destruction could be dismantled in a year. French President Emmanuel Macron joined African heads of state in an African Union summit in Mauritania to take part in discussions on the fight against jihadism. He met with leaders of the so-called G5 Sahel countries, who have formed a joint force to combat the Islamist threat in the Sahel region. This is VOA News.